The business of innovation also figures in today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for the site of what Russia hopes will be a major technology center. This proposed $6 billion technology park is modeled on Silicon Valley in Northern California. Construction is slated to start this year. The plan is for the site to host Russian technology companies like Yandex, which is a kind of Russian version of Google, as well as companies like Cisco and Nokia. The Kremlin would like to see 15,000 scientists and entrepreneurs working there by 2015. The site isn't far from the Kremlin. Just head down the Novi Arbat, cross the Moskva River, and drive about 15 miles out of the city. Can you name the Russian village that's lending its land and its name to the technology project? Our GeoQuiz today sent us searching for Russia's Silicon Valley. It's only in the planning stages, but Russian officials and business leaders envision a major technology hub. Chrystia Freeland writes about Russia's future tech center in this month's Atlantic magazine.
It's about a dozen miles outside of Moscow in what used to be a village, now is almost sort of half old-fashioned Russian village, half sort of fancy nouveau riche Russian suburb of Moscow. And the place is called Skolkovo.
Okay, Skolkovo is the answer to our GeoQuiz. So you went there to this place of great technological promise. What did you see? What's it like there right now?
It looked a lot actually like my dad's farm. So there were some cows grazing by the pond. There was stubble in the fields. And there were a couple of farmers harvesting potatoes. It did not yet look like Silicon Valley, that's for sure.
Right. And the Russians hope it'll be Silicon Valley by 2015. I guess the cows and the crops will be gone. But what do Russians exactly envision this space to be?
Well, you know, the Russians are trying to do something which I think really we're seeing everyone in the world focus on. They have come to the conclusion that to win economically in the 21st century, it's not enough to have oil. It's not even enough to have that sort of, you know, burst of economic growth, which they had once they recovered from the collapse of the Soviet Union, the sort of catch-up growth, but that they need to be an innovation economy. And they're struggling to figure out, you know, how can they be a cutting-edge innovation economy? Silicon Valley is the model that they are looking to. And so they're trying to create, you know, this oasis of, you know, cutting-edge technological development.
The idea that you can just kind of create innovation out of the blue by snapping your fingers seems, kind of dreamlike. I mean, Vladimir Putin has even said he doesn't even use the internet. Russia's got brain power, but is there the creativity to kind of have that twinkle in your eye, like a Steve Jobs?
I think that there are lots of individual Russians who are really creative. And actually, you know, Russia is a society that still has really excellent mathematical and engineering education. So I think Russia certainly has the human resources to do very well in the technology space. I mean, remember Sputnik. The bigger issue is, can you stimulate innovation from above? Can a Kremlin decree create a Silicon Valley? And I think there's a lot more skepticism both in Russia and outside it as to whether that approach is going to work. The other thing which is going to be a real problem for Russia is there's a lot of corruption in Russia, but the corruption isn't an accident. It's really endemic. It's part of how the economy functions, both corruption and bureaucracy. And I think that that's not an environment that, you know, your freewheeling future Steve Jobs is not going to say, yes, I want to work in an authoritarian regime with a lot of corruption.
Obviously, people today are reflecting on the achievements of the late Steve Jobs and talking about his entrepreneurial spirit. When you spoke with the potential Russian innovators, did you sense the influence of Steve Jobs' innovativeness?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that Steve Jobs is an icon for the whole world, and maybe even the Russians above all. They admire how he was a revolutionary, right? Russia is familiar with an individual person transforming the world through his own vision. Maybe in the Russian case, a little bit more through political visions than through technology ones. But yes, I think that Steve Jobs is as admired in Skolkovo as he is in Silicon Valley.
Do you know any Russians who ever saw the famous Mac 1984 commercial? Because that plays right off of Orwell's 1984, which plays off of Soviet authoritarianism.
I'm afraid I didn't ask that question, but okay. It's a really good point.
Yeah.
Having said that, you know, I think the paradox of Steve Jobs is he liberated us as individuals. You know, I feel that his innovations make my life a lot freer. But Apple itself was hardly a freewheeling democracy. You know, Apple in some ways was a pretty authoritarian regime, all about executing the vision of the auteur, Steve Jobs.
Chrystia Freeland, who writes about the new Russian Silicon Valley in this month's Atlantic magazine. Chrystia, how do you say Silicon Valley in Russian?
Silikonovaya. Silikonovaya Dolina.
Or just Skolkovo, which is the answer to the
Or just Skolkovo.
Chrystia, thanks so much.
Pleasure.